Dear man, I want to talk to you a little bit about timing. I think when you're young, you feel like things should be this way or that way, that there is really no gray areas, that it's either white or black. And maybe you're completely right, but when you grow up, you kind of start seeing the gray area, and that might be financial, emotional, physical. I think the number one thing to do is to make up your mind in a situation, to not keep going back and forth. I think it's a really interesting concept that we all kind of know what we want to do. We all know what's best, and usually what's best for us and the people we love is the hardest thing. It's hard. It feels like it's not going to be able to get done, because we're going to have to move all of these pieces on this chessboard, and it just feels like we're never going to be able to win this game. The easy way out is to just accept things the way they are and to just sit down and pretend certain things didn't happen. Here's an example from my life. When I was younger, I was in a relationship, and this person I was with, I think we both knew it wasn't a good thing to be together. We stayed because it was just what was comfortable for the both of us. It was something that we had grown to know within the past few years that we were together. Being in that kind of gray area was a safety zone for me, especially because I kind of grew up with that. Maybe why I was okay being in this gray zone with this person is because my parents fought a lot, and I never really saw this conflict have any kind of solution. Therefore, me and this person, we were together, we just kind of moved together within conflict, and there wasn't solutions because there was so much hurt and anger between so many different decisions that were made that we just kind of moved forward together in some sick and twisted way. It was one of those situations where you both knew that it was going to have to come to an end one way or the other, and things abruptly stopped. They kind of just completely left my life. And one day just stopped answering the phone, stopped having any contact with me. But then if I showed any kind of like, okay, I'm like over it, then they would kind of come back. Until I found out that this person did something, even though I was still involved in their life. Do I think any of that was okay? No. Should I have been in that situation that long? No. Should I have left a long time ago? Yes. Should have they left me a long time ago? Yes. But yet, here we were in this gray area. When I found out that this person was kind of starting a family of their own with somebody else, I realized that was just the rope between us just completely severed. I knew that there was no fixing this because it was so painful that it wasn't even painful. It became so toxic that every little thing that I had been pushing under this rug had just kind of came out, and it was in my face, and I was like, that was it. That was enough to push me over the edge. And so I left, and I said my goodbyes to the people who we had like shared mutual contact with, and that was it. Or was I able to go from black and white really fast? No. That was years in the making. And not everything is simple as going from black to white or white to black. There's a lot of gray areas. There was this one time I knew some incident happened, and I knew I didn't want to be with this person. And I had even written a note in my phone saying something that they had done to somebody or something else was so horrible that I just didn't even want, like, I couldn't even look at them the same. But that didn't even set me over the edge. But in that moment, I knew I didn't want to be with them. And so the match started kind of burning from there on out. When you make that decision, you just keep moving forward with that decision and seeing things in that light of that decision, and knowing that you're going to go there, and knowing that that cord is eventually going to be severed. It starts with a thought, and tiny decisions will lead to the cutting of that thread that bonded you together with that person. It might be a day and you're strong enough to say, fuck this. Pick up your stuff and leave. It might be 2 years, it might be 3 years, it might be 4 years, but as long as you have that in your mindset that you're going to leave or you're going to just go through with a decision, then you got this. And the reason I'm bringing this up right now is because there are people in your life right now who are really trying to make difficult decisions. It's really important that we give people grace. We give people time. We try to give people patience because we're kind of all in this together. It's not easy. In fact, sometimes it's really unfortunate. We just keep moving forward because that's all we can do is try to see some positive light. And I'll tell you right now, I have a lot of anger for a few people. And I'm just going to, after I'm done working today, I'm going to just funnel all of that anger into a lot of artwork this week. Because I don't believe in trying to ruin somebody's life. I think people do that on their own. I think the truth will be brought to light. And I think that not every single decision is easy to make. But once you decide, just keep moving forward and you'll see the light too.